Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 16 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, Friday morning, July 24th. I'm going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Kayla Cornelius and the cardiopulmonary rehab manager with Clarinda Regional Health Center. Kayla, good morning to you.
Good morning, Aaron.
How are you this morning?
Me.
It's so nice to get to visit with you this morning, Kayla.
I'm so excited. I'm here today to share some exciting news about a new program that we're offering called Supervised Exercise Therapy for patients with peripheral artery disease or SETPAD. It's helping people with poor circulation in their legs reduce pain, walk further, and hopefully get back to doing the things they enjoy.
Let's talk about it. Okay, Kayla. So, peripheral artery disease, and is it SETPAD? Is that the name of the program?
Yep, the acronym for the program is SETPAD.
Okay, so
which stands for Supervised Exercise Therapy for patients with peripheral artery disease.
What? Okay. Talk to me like I don't know what I'm talking about, Kayla. Okay.
Okay.
What is peripheral artery disease? Let's start there. How about that?
That's a big, long word.
Yeah. Let's say PAD.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
We'll say PAD.
Yeah, let's
so
do that.
So peripheral artery disease, or PAD, is a condition where blood vessels that carry blood to your legs become narrow or blocked by a buildup of plaque. So think of it kind of like a clog in a drain.
Mm-hmm.
This makes it harder for blood to reach your leg muscles, especially when walking or exercising.
Okay.
So when your leg muscles don't get enough blood during activity, they often become painful and they cramp because, like we talked about, they aren't getting enough of that oxygen-rich blood.
Mm-hmm.
So once you stop and rest, the muscles need less oxygen and the pain usually goes away.
Is it pretty common?
More common than people realize. Statistics do show that 1 in 5 adults over the age of 60 has PAD. Cardiac risk factors do increase the chances of PAD. So when we talk about cardiac risk factors, we're talking about things like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and smoking, as these all contribute to that plaque buildup. And, of course, we can't forget genetics. Unfortunately, that's not really something we can manage.
Right.
So peripheral artery disease, coronary artery disease, and stroke, they all have similar risk factors because those risk factors are what causes the plaque to build up, regardless of where that plaque is. So oftentimes these things do go hand in hand. Patients with peripheral artery disease are at a higher risk of heart problems and stroke, and likewise,
okay,
those who have had a heart attack or stroke are also at a higher risk for peripheral artery disease.
So it's pretty common, is what I'm hearing, Kayla.
Yeah, it's more common than people would think.
Now, do I have a symptom that kind of stands out, or what? How would I know that? I mean, other than maybe if it's a genetic thing, heredity, and maybe my parents had it or grandparents had it, but otherwise, how would I know that I might be experiencing this?
Sure. So let's talk about the most common symptoms first, and then we'll get into the symptoms that you really need to be a little more worried about.
Okay.
So the most common symptoms are cramping, aching, pain, or a burning sensation in the calves while walking. Usually that goes away with rest.
Okay.
Now, that pain can radiate to the thighs and the hips. It can cause leg fatigue. And now let's get into those symptoms that are a little more concerning. Slow healing sores on the feet, cold feet, or changes in color in the skin. Now, if you do have any of these, especially if you already know you have peripheral artery disease, this would warrant an urgent evaluation just to prevent any possibility of limb loss.
Oh.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely call your healthcare provider.
Wow.
If your foot or your toes become pale, blue, cold.
So just having cold feet could be a sign or a symptom of something maybe a little larger than just having cold feet, right? I mean, it sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, it definitely could be something a little more serious.
Okay. All right. Now, is it enough that it's like it's going to alter my routine? Maybe if I walk and I like to walk, but all of a sudden I start having these symptoms, and then I stop because it's like, it hurts too bad, would be a red flag as well, correct?
Yeah, so the most common thing that people notice is having to stop and walk because their legs hurt. I would say that that generally always warrants an evaluation, especially if you have that crampy feeling in your calves.
Do you always have symptoms, or can it sneak up on you?
It can sneak up on you. Generally, the more severe it gets, the more symptoms you have. So it's very possible to be living with a mild form of it, and then as it progresses, your symptoms get worse.
How many times, and by the way, we are visiting with Kayla Corneliusen, who is a cardiopulmonary rehab manager at Clarinda Regional Health Center. How many times do people just say, I'm getting older, part of getting older?
That is such a common thing I hear. I hear that in cardiac rehab. I hear that in pulmonary rehab, in SETPAD. So people usually just think, hey, I'm out of shape. maybe it's arthritis, it's part of getting old. So yes, these things do cause discomfort, but when the leg pain presents while you're walking and then it resolves with rest, it should be evaluated, especially like we talked about those crampy, tight calves, because PAD is treatable and the results are better the earlier you treat it.
Okay. And I would assume that this would probably come more common with age. Do you ever see it in younger folks?
It can be in younger folks.
But not as common.
Yeah. It's more common 60 or older, but that's not saying it cannot happen to younger.
Sure.
I've seen people of all ages.
All right. So Kayla, tell me, you mentioned set PAD early out. Now, this is exercise, so it's treatable, right? I mean, you can do things to, obviously, one of the things that you can always do, stay in shape, eat right, exercise, right? And things we should be doing across the board. But let's say that maybe I've been diagnosed. What can I do to help improve my situation? You said it's treatable. What can we do?
So let's talk about SET first. Let's talk about the SET PAD program. SET PAD is a medically supervised exercise program. It's designed to help improve the quality of life for people with PAD. Patients exercise in a safe environment under the guidance of a trained RN. Our program specifically is located in the Sports Medicine Building of Clarinda Regional Health.
Okay.
So the program includes walking exercises. Patients are started at whatever speed they can tolerate on a treadmill, and once they're able to walk a certain time or distance, incline is slowly introduced. Mm. They are allowed to rest once that pain and that cramping in the calves reaches a certain level. To assess this, we do have what's called a claudication scale, so patients are able to rate their pain. It just makes it a little more objective, gives it a number.
Okay. So you keep an eye on them as they're walking. You just don't cut them loose and say, go walk. You watch their oxygen levels, blood pressure, heart rate, all those sort of things.
Oh, yes. We keep an eye on that the whole time.
Okay. So is walking, are there other exercise involved, or is it just monitoring white people while they're walking? Is that the most common thing?
So the exercise we will do the most in SET PAD, the preferred method is the treadmill. Now, if people cannot tolerate the treadmill, we also have a walking track.
Okay.
And there are other seated modalities that can be used if we need to. There's a stationary bicycle. There's something called a new step. That's another seated machine.
Okay. All right. A new step, huh?
So a new step. It's kind of like you sit and you pedal with your arms and your legs.
Okay. All right. So then you and your staff, like you say, it's monitored. Once you have a little improvement, you continue, you increase the, I'm going to say, intensity or rigor of the program. You continue to go a little farther and a little farther incline so that you continually improve, right, and get better.
Correct,
so,
yes.
Okay, so let's say that someone is diagnosed with PAD. Mm-hmm. They go to SET PAD, and then you start to improve. What can I see? I mean, can I expect to see improvement, or am I just going to maintain or slow it down, or what are some of my expectations with this?
So improvements that patients typically experience would be the ability to walk longer distances,
mm-hmm.
less pain, cramping, and aching in the legs, improved circulation, the ability to do things longer. They have increased independence and confidence. They have a less fear of exercise, overall an improved quality of life. So, I mean, some people go from barely being able to walk across the parking lot to being able to comfortably shop in a store without needing to sit down. That can be huge.
That's pretty remarkable, isn't it? That's a whole big quality of life issue right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing I hear a lot, too, is like people want to be able to play with their grandchildren for longer. That's a huge deal.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, this is a realistic expectation. That's a big improvement in quality of life. So.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, so if you're struggling with, or if that sounds familiar to you, maybe go see your doctor, right? So do I have to start with my primary care provider to make it to SET PAD, or do I just call and say, hey, I think this might help me? What do I do, Kayla?
So a doctor or physician has to order SET PAD, so definitely have that conversation with your primary care provider. If you're someone that already sees a vascular specialist, you can have that conversation with them too. So to qualify, patients do need that diagnosis of peripheral artery disease or PAD.
Mm-hmm.
They should be experiencing symptoms of intermittent claudication, which is that fancy word for pain, cramping, aching, burning in the calves.
Okay.
Now, with that, diagnostic testing might be ordered prior to the referral if you haven't had it done before. They do what's called an ankle brachial index, or ABI. That'll probably be ordered. This measures the blood pressure in your legs, and it also lets us know the severity of your peripheral artery disease.
Okay. So I like the words, Kayla. Intermittent claudication and ankle yeah. brachial index. I'm gonna
that was kind of hard to say. So usually I just say ABI.
I'm going to use that in a conversation today sometime. I'm gonna do it.
Impressed.
Yeah, I'm going to. So, but again, it is important. I'm kind of making light of it, but it's important for people to be. Now, what about payment method? Is this available? Will my insurance, Medicare, Medicaid take care of this, or how does that work?
So Medicare, Medicaid, and many private insurances cover SETPAD for those who are eligible.
Okay. So if I think that I might be experiencing the symptoms, I guess if you think you are, you probably should talk to someone, shouldn't you?
Yeah. Talk to your provider. They can evaluate your symptoms. That's their job. They can evaluate your symptoms, and they can decide if testing is appropriate. And then if supervised exercise therapy is recommended, we will work closely with the provider and the patient to get them enrolled in the program.
And if you do, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Kayla, but if you catch it earlier, you probably have better results than if you wait much longer to treat it, correct?
I would say so, yeah. It's always better to be proactive rather than reactive.
You bet. Now, okay, so I think that I may have an issue with PAD, and I know that I need to talk to my doctor. I talk to my doctor. Walk me through an appointment. What does it look like?
Okay, so when the patient arrives, I check their blood pressure, their heart rate, and their oxygen level. I make sure they're not having any chest pain or dizziness before they start. Then I have them warm up by doing different stretches and walking a few laps around the track. Then I exercise their exercise on a treadmill. Now, as long as they can tolerate this, I assess their leg pain and their discomfort, and then they are allowed to stop and rest until that pain and that cramping goes away. Then we repeat that cycle again, and we do that as long as they can tolerate that.
Okay.
Now, I do check on them throughout the session and adjust their exercise based on how they're doing. With that being said, though, we do start low and slow. So the goal for the first day of exercise is 15 minutes total on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean 15 minutes straight. That could be 3 5-minute intervals. That could be 5 3-minute intervals.
Okay.
So if they can do longer, that's great. We can. But don't think, the first day I'm expecting people to come in here and walk a mile. My goal by completion of the program is to have helped these patients build enough endurance that they can walk a total of 45 minutes on the treadmill with rest breaks being allowed.
Oh, wow. That's a big improvement from 15 up to 45.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I bet you've had some people upset with you. That Kayla, she pushes me too hard. I bet you've heard that, haven't you?
But then they're thankful, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That doggone Kayla, she works me too hard. I like it. So.
And some of them even keep coming back, so it can't be too bad.
Absolutely. You know, one of the cool things, and by the way, we are visiting this morning with Clarinda Regional Health Center and Kayla Cornelison, who's a cardiopulmonary rehab manager with CRHC. One of the great things is that it is at CRHC, right? It's right here close to home, which is, I think, just a huge advantage rather than driving for a long time to go see somebody. It's right here close to home. So talk to me about that a little bit as well.
I think that is so important, and that's one of the reasons that I developed this program, because for many patients, transportation is a barrier, and it's even harder if you're required to travel out of town. So traveling several times a week makes this even more difficult, whether they're the ones driving or they have to rely on a ride. Being able to receive this care locally means less travel, less money spent on gas. It's more convenient for people. Generally, they have better consistency, which results in better outcomes.
Yep.
With that, it's care from people you know and trust. Sometimes it is nice to see that familiar face.
And
of course, you do have the chance to connect with others that might be going through similar issues that you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what was the stat, Kayla? You gave 1 in 5? Is that the stat that people, 1 in 5 adults over 60 have PAD?
Yes.
Peripheral artery disease. So now we're talking about the legs. So random question, does it impact your arms as well, or is it mainly your legs?
It can impact your arms. It's more common in the legs, but yes, it can impact your arms too.
Some of the same symptoms, burning and maybe cramping with use and pain, that sort of stuff, same symptoms?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. And I suppose that probably with treatment improves as well.
Yes, that should.
Okay. All right. What else do we need?
The science kind of behind that, if you're a person like me and you like to know why it works,
uh-huh.
Consistent pressure on what they call the collateral vessels it makes your body act as like a natural bypass for that blockage. So those vessels around the blockage are actually getting used more, and that improves the circulation.
Oh. So, okay. Well, very cool. So, yeah, that would stand to reason that it would improve in your arms as well as your legs. So,
Yes.
Very cool. Kayla, what else do we need to be aware of, and what do we need to take away from our conversation here this morning? Anything else that we need to touch on?
I would just say the biggest message in all of this would be, if walking's painful, don't ignore it. It could be aging, but it could also be peripheral artery disease. With that, StepPad is an evidence-based treatment program. It helps people walk further. It reduces pain, and overall, it improves their quality of life. So Have that conversation with your provider today if you think that could affect you.
What's the rest of your day hold today, Kayla?
I'm going to see patients until 2.
Okay. What's the highlight of your day today?
Well, the Page County Fair is going on.
Yes,
so
it is.
We'll probably hit that up after work.
All right. Very cool. What's the best part of your day today?
The best part of my day, making a difference in those patients' lives. I love to talk with people. I like to see them daily, see how their day is going.
Okay. Very cool. When you're not taking care of people and you're not at the Page County Fair, what do you do for fun?
Well, I have 2 kids and a spouse that keep me very busy.
Uh-huh.
5-year-old and an 18-month-old.
So oh, you're busy.
Do a lot of time at the park playing with Hot Wheels, fun stuff like that.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, that keeps you busy. That's for sure.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Kayla, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for visiting with me. It's been a pleasure. And if people have any questions, in all sincerity, they should reach out and talk to their primary care provider and at least address it, right? And then go from there. So.
Yes. Yes.
Make it a great day, Kayla. Pleasure to visit with you.
Thanks, Aaron. Have a good day.
You too. Kayla Corneliusen with us, and again, cardiopulmonary rehab manager with Clarinda Regional Health Center. And our thanks to Kayla for her time this morning.
It's the semi-annual clearance sale at Wheels Clothing in downtown Clarinda. Don't wait. The best.